And now it's time for our weekly date with NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams, a date that's the biggest time saver of the week. Spend 3 minutes listening now, sleep in for 3 hours on Sunday, and skip all the talking head political shows. Impress your friends and be the first to know tomorrow's news today, because of who we got. Welcome back, Juan.
Nice to be with you, Karen. Happy Halloween.
Thank you. Same to you. The get of the week, as they say in the television industry, Donald Rumsfeld is on This Week on ABC and on Fox. Obviously, they're going to be asking about Iraq. Where will they begin?
Well, trick or treat, Karen, because they're going to see if whether or not the Defense Secretary Rumsfeld wants to put more U.S. forces in Iraq. And, of course, the administration has been resolute in saying we don't need more Americans on the ground. We need better intelligence, which is a whole subset of debate that's taking place here about whose intelligence is to blame, not only for not finding weapons of mass destruction, but for failing to stop these attacks that are undermining security in Iraq and driving out all the Red Cross and UN and all the non-governmental forces that are key to reconstructing the country. So there's going to be questions about American forces on the ground, and secondly, about whether or not Saddam Hussein's hand has been revealed in some of these attacks now, because the attacks have grown so violent and so effective. Over the last week, we saw a hotel bomb where Deputy Defense Secretary Paul Wolfowitz was staying, in addition to which that was followed up by attacks on a police station and other outlets. It was the bloodiest day since the May 1st when the president landed on that aircraft carrier with that big sign, "Mission Accomplished," and said that major combat was done in Iraq.
Okay, so there's going to be a little bit of finger-pointing about who knew what when, and the other question is who is actually doing this, whether perhaps it's al-Qaeda, whether it's Saddam loyalists, blah, 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 blah.
Well, I spoke with Paul Wolfowitz, the Deputy Defense Secretary, yesterday in an interview for NPR's Morning Edition, and Wolfowitz said to me that on the basis of conversations he'd had just last week with commanders in Iraq, that he believed 80% or more of the attacks are coming from Saddam Hussein's Ba'athist Party loyalists. So while the president in his Rose Garden press conference this week said he thought there were a number of what he called foreign terrorists, I think the Defense Department and the people on the ground are saying we think we're still battling against Iraqis.
Speaking of commanders, the other big get this week is the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Richard Myers.
Isn't it a clear theme, Karen? Iraq is the story of the weekend, and I think it in large part speaks to the sense that things aren't going well. The president, of course, has for a long time said, you know, it's the fact that these attacks have escalated is evidence of the desperation of our opponents. We are making progress. Don't turn back. They're simply trying to intimidate and doubting the American spirit. But I think many people, especially the Democratic candidates who have been all over this, are saying, listen, the policy is flawed. We haven't found the weapons of mass destruction. We haven't found Saddam Hussein. We may have won the major combat phase of the operation, but we are losing the peace.
And the fact that the president is sending out such heavy hitters, both the chairman of the Joint Chiefs and Secretary of Defense Rumsfeld, maybe indicates the level of anxiety about this?
Absolutely. There's no fooling you, Karen. I better come to your door fully uniformed and costumed if I'm going to get any candy, because the administration is worried. They can see that the discussion about Iraq is becoming one that just is eating away at what they thought was going to be the centerpiece, the biggest asset of their reelection campaign, that the president after 9/11 had protected the country and gone after the terrorists. Now there are all these doubts and all these questions, all these intelligence investigations going on in Washington. The big argument up on Capitol Hill is, should the intelligence investigations just go after CIA, or should it also go after how the intelligence information was used by the White House and maybe distorted by the White House so they could justify their desire to go into Iraq? So that's why this thing is explosive, even at a time when the economic numbers are good. The White House has political worries over the Iraqi story.
NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams. Juan, you've scared me plenty on this Halloween weekend with that news. Thanks very much.
Bye-bye, Karen.